Indeed, the Christmas story is more than a story. And we got the whole thing this morning in the kids' Christmas pageant. And so I'm not going to try to add to that. In other words, what I'm trying to say is I'm not going to preach a long sermon. But I just want to say a few words from the gospel reading this morning, which is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. So let's look at the gospel reading, and I'll say a few words about it. Let's look together. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that your gospel would shine a light on our hearts and our minds this day, that we may hear your word and combine it with faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. During a portion of my dad's military career, once a year, the base where he was stationed would hold something that they called a CAPEX, which was essentially a military demonstration for the public, and they would bring you out to this massive, wide-open wasteland, and they had bleachers set up, and they would drop paratroopers, they would drop bombs, they would show you all kinds of things that the military does. And, of course, as a child growing up, this was something I looked forward to every year, seeing things exploding and all kinds of stuff like that. But my dad, at one point in his career, had the privilege of actually essentially organizing and leading the whole thing. So it was quite a responsibility. And I can remember when I was about 12 years old, going with my brother, and we were walking out to the bleachers from the parking lot. And my dad had told us ahead of time, he said, "Now, when you get there, I actually have some special passes for you, so you can get front row seats. So just find me when you get there." So when we get there, we see this tall tower up behind everything. And we noticed my dad was up there with a couple of generals and his other superiors. And we looked up and said, "Well, there's Dad up there, but we can't get up there. We don't have ropes, and we're not armed guards," which he was also surrounded by. And so we called up to him and said, "Hey, Dad, throw us down the tickets." And he looked down at us and saw that we were perhaps a little bit fearful of the armed guards and the superiors around him. And he smiled and he yelled down to us, "Don't worry, I'll come down." Well, the story of Christmas, and this story in particular in Luke chapter 1, is the story of God saying to humanity, "Don't worry, I'll come down." When you look at much of history, and you look at humanity's view of God, you might say. You see that for centuries and centuries, people had this notion that they had to do something to work their way up to God. And century after century after century, they fail. And the good news of Christmas is God, the creator of the world, saying to the humanity that he has created that he's not angry at us, but that he will come down. And so historically, this is known as the Annunciation because it's an announcement of the best news ever. And as the angel announces to Mary that God will come down, he says to her, "The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid." And so, the point of all this is that since God is with us, we need not fear anything. So that's my one point this morning. If God is with us, we need not fear anything. Now, you say, well, what do we fear? What are we afraid of today? You know, as human beings, we have all kinds of fears, and yet every one of them is in some way addressed and resolved in this little story. It could be that you simply fear the expectations of others and the way that others want you to conform to the way they want you to be. But you know, the very fact that Jesus chose to be born in obscurity in a little tiny village known as Nazareth, instead of choosing to be born in Jerusalem or Rome, the political and intellectual and religious powerhouses of the day, shows that Jesus himself was not afraid of going against the grain. In other words, he's saying to us, your reputation is tied up in him and in who he is, not in what others want you to be. Or it could be that you simply fear the future of your own life, the future of your career, the future of our country. And that's addressed in this story too, as the angel says to Mary, he will be great, he will reign forever and ever on the throne. Perhaps you fear failure. That's addressed simply in the name that Jesus tells Mary to give the baby, which is Jesus, which means the Lord will save his people from their sin. Or it could simply be that you're a person who fears rejection. You fear being rejected by your peers. You fear perhaps being rejected by God. And that's addressed with the fact that this Savior who would be born, who would come down and be born of Mary, would live a perfect life and yet one day be rejected in your place so that you could be accepted by God forever. And so the good news of the Christmas story is that since God is with us, we need not fear anything. You know, one of the most terrible things that happens to some people is to get an eviction notice where they live, that they're being banned from the very place that they call home. But one of my favorite authors, Brennan Manning, takes that imagery of an eviction notice and he spins it around and he says, the Christmas story is about us being evicted from a house of fear. And he says, it's as if the devil himself slinks up to the chalet of bummed out disciples who have made their home in Jesus, and he nails a legal document to the door reading, eviction notice. You are hereby banished from the house of fear forever. With malice aforethought, you have flagrantly withheld the monthly rent of guilt, anxiety, fear, shame, and self-condemnation. You have adamantly refused to worry about your salvation. Already I overheard one dismal tenant say, there goes the neighborhood. Your freedom from fear is not only dangerous, but contagious. Real estate values have plummeted, gullible investors are hard to find. And why? Because your callous and carefree rejection of being held in bondage and slavery to fear. A pox on you and all deluded lovers of freedom, signed, the Prince of Darkness. You see, when we place our faith in Jesus, He frees us from the fear of guilt and shame and rejection, and he frees us to live in him and to celebrate the fact that he has come down and is with us forever. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.